So we're going to make a collage, which is a picture made up of pictures. So you can either cut out from all these lovely magazines that we've brought in, or you can draw. And it's going to be.
So I'm here with a group of girls from the Girls Friendly Society in Anfield, and I'll let the girls introduce themselves.
Hi, my name's Connie, and I go to St. Matthew's Catholic Primary School.
Hi, my name's Eva, and I go to Pioneers Primary School.
Hi, my name's Bella, and I go to Christ.
I'm here with Olivia from the Girls Friendly Society, as well as a few onlookers, which is great. Always nice to have an audience. Olivia, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much for coming along.
Well, it's certainly busy today, is it? Or is it busy?
Yeah, we're actually at max capacity for this group now, and we only opened in November, so we've got 16 girls who signed up since then, and nearly all of them are here tonight. So yes, it is a busy one tonight.
Are there other groups in Liverpool?
Yes, there's another group in Egbeth that's recently reopened following being closed during COVID, and GFS is looking at expanding in Liverpool and looking at more areas we might be able to open more groups in the future.
Hi, I'm Megan and I'm 10 years old.
I'm Eva and I'm 10 years old.
Hi, I'm Hekna, I'm 10 years old.
Hi, I'm Freya.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Poppy.
My name is Libby and I'm 10 years old.
My name is
Hermione Granger.
My name is Chloe, and I'm 8 years old, but nearly nine.
And you're dressed as Hermione Granger because it's World Book Day today. I'm assuming you're Hermione. Are you anyone else?
No, Hermione.
So what's the aim of GFS? Obviously, GFS stands for Girls Friendly Society, and the big clue is everyone here is a girl. But if you just let us know, what's the aim of the society?
Yep, so we are all about empowering girls, helping them improve confidence, resilience and self-esteem, and trying to prevent them from hitting some of those barriers that girls tend to reach as they hit the teenage years and in later life. We know that things like confidence and self-esteem really start to drop. So we try to kind of give girls the tools to tackle that. And we do that by focusing on six key statements. So they are, I'm proud of who I am, I can speak up for things that matter to me, I can try new things and I can try again. I believe I can achieve my hopes and dreams, and I can enjoy friendship with lots of different kinds of people. So that's how we kind of structure all the activities that we do. And we kind of hope that giving girls those skills will really kind of set them on a positive path for life and start to tackle some of the issues around gender inequality that girls and women sadly face today.
Well, I've been speaking to all the girls from the group, and a lot of those aims have certainly been sinking through with the girls. A lot of them have been saying that the people who they look up to, including Rosa Parks, the message really seems to be getting through.
What we do here is we have fun mainly, and we talk about why being a girl is good, well, great.
We talk about how to feel good about ourselves and to ignore people who just are mean for no reason, and we learn how to protect our world and protect girls and not be mean to other people.
Wow. And what do you like to do here?
It's nice to know that, like, girls can do anything that boys can do and, like, feel proud about that.
What kind of activities do you get to do? What kind of games do you play?
Sometimes we get to draw, but we do certain things that can make you feel appreciated and happy.
We can play games and, like, not feel like no one's laughing at us, and we can be ourselves and we can have fun no matter what.
We do sometimes arts and crafts and drawing and stuff, and I find that really relaxing.
So do I. I've got a big art set at home. I'm not very good at drawing, but I just draw because it relaxes me.
I like it because they help me build up my courage without boys, like, being in the way and standing, like, in front of me when I try to improve my confidence.
What do you like?
I like that we have a group just for girls, because there's a lot of groups with boys and girls, so you can just talk about the stuff that girls can understand.
I like it because you feel more confident when you're surrounded by girls.
Basically just meeting new people, that's the whole point of it, really.
Meeting new people and, like, being myself.
I like here doing lots of activities, so it's not having us, like, boring or stuff.
We help each other. We
like make stories about what we're going to do in the future, and we basically like learn what a, how special you are to be alive right now.
Oh, that's a really, really nice message to send out to our listeners. Is there anything you hope the girls can take on from here and pass on to other girls, whether they're part of the group or not?
Yeah, I hope that we help girls to kind of challenge the inequality that they might see day to day. And I hope that we might inspire them to kind of encourage their friends to do the same, or perhaps to kind of think about things in a different way or talk about those issues that matter to them. And I certainly know that some of the girls who've joined since we've opened have heard about it from other girls in their school or in their local area, so it definitely has been kind of spreading through word of mouth of local families, which is really nice to see.
So I believe you interviewed Mayor Jo Anderson. Okay, so what did Mayor Anderson have to say?
Yeah, she said some stuff about like it's really hard to be a girl when she's being the mayor because she has to deal with a lot of boys who like disagree with her.
She basically explained what her job was and told us some facts about like what she had received when she was of it, and some facts about what she does, and some stuff to help us figure out.
And did you enjoy meeting her?
Yeah, it was nice to just know that even the mayor gets a bit anxious sometimes as well.
Yeah, we all get very anxious sometimes. What do you not like about being a girl? Or what's your least favourite part about being a girl?
Because sometimes you don't get the same rights as boys do when, like, you want to do something that boys do.
Right, can you think of any examples?
Like football, sports, and basketball, and like the running, like leagues and that.
Yeah, well, that's a real shame because I support the women's football team for Liverpool. In fact, I support both teams for Liverpool, but the women's football team's absolutely brilliant. So it's a shame that that's wrong, isn't it?
Made fun of just because the team I support, because my dad's from Manchester, so I support Man United, and I'm the only one in probably my entire school or like my area that supports Man United.
Well, if you think that's bad, my son supports Arsenal, so yeah, it's even worse. I was surprised to see as well when I was looking at the website that it's actually a national group. Do the groups communicate with each other and pass on the successes or sort of pass on the best practices? Or is each group kind of left to find its own way in the world, so to speak?
Yeah, so we've got groups all over England and Wales. All the groups are run by different groups of leaders and volunteers, but they're all focused around meeting those six girl statements. So they might do a variety of different activities, but we're all kind of working towards the same aim for girls and young women. And in terms of getting the girls together, we tend to have regional fun days when we can, and we're actually going to be fundraising for those as part of our International Women's Day campaign next week. So we have been successful in securing a place with the Big Give on their match funding campaign for 2022. So it means that next week, between the 8th and the 15th of March, they'll be doubling every donation we receive up to a value of £2,500. And that will help us support our regional fun days, which are really important after kind of the isolation of COVID, to get all our girls from different groups in the region together and to have fun and meet each other and connect. Particularly a lot of groups where we're based are in less affluent areas, so it's really important for them to get out and have new opportunities and new experiences that they might not have otherwise. So we really hope that our kind of fundraising campaign next week is going to go well, and we're going to be able to do regional fun days all over the country with the girls.
You're about to start doing a collage, which will be about what you want to do when you grow up. What would you like to do when you grow older?
I want to be a makeup artist and do hair and beauty, basically.
Brilliant. And yourself?
I want to be an actor because I go to an acting school.
Really? You go to an acting school? Who's your favourite actor?
Zendaya.
Oh, I like Zendaya from Spider-Man. Yeah, she's great.
I want to be like a singer when I'm older and...
Well, did you know we've got a music show on our radio station? You never know, you might get on there one day with a guy called Luke. So I hope to hear you one day. No, not Luke Skywalker, not yet. He's a bit out of this world, but he's not that good.
I would kind of like to be a singer or a makeup artist because I like to play with eyeshadow and I like to do art, so I kind of think it would be the best for me, but I also like to sing.
I want to be a comic writer because I like to draw and I like to write, so it kind of...
I love comics, so I hope you do very well on it. And how about you?
I want to be an actor because I go to musical theatre and I really enjoy it, so I want to participate in more theatres.
I hope to see you on the stage one day.
Maybe get a new house and get a dog. I really want a dog.
I want a dog, but my wife won't let me. There's a girl that's in charge, my wife. She's in charge of me. So how about yourself? What would you like to do when you're older?
I want to be a baker, and I also want to go to like loads of like tropical islands.
Really? Wow.
I want to be like a person who does a lot of stuff about like eco and like helps the environment.
So basically sounds like you want to save the world one day.
Yeah, and I'm already doing that.
Really? Why? What are you doing?
I'm in a group called The Ecoemeralds, and we help the planet every single day.
Oh, how do you do that?
So we started planting in like two sections. Is a park called Thrillamere Park, which is close to our school, and then like a little patch, which is like a triangle, which we're starting to plant on now.
Oh, good luck with that. I hope you do really, really well, because it's good to have people looking out for the planet. What about famous people? Who do you like that are famous?
I like Charli D'Amelio.
Who's that?
She's a YouTuber.
Ah, right, okay. I am a little bit old. Okay, how about you?
I like a lot of, like, girl actors.
Somebody else said Zendaya before. Do you like Zendaya? Yeah. From Spider-Man? Yeah, I like her. And how are you?
I look up to my family, like my mum.
Brilliant.
I look up to, if it was my family, because I have quite a couple, my sister, probably David Tennant, and Perry Edwards from Little Mix.
Are you a Doctor Who fan by any chance?
I just watched like the rest of an episode just before COVID, yeah.
Brilliant. I like Matt Smith. He was my favourite Doctor, but David Tennant's my second.
Four. David Tennant, the one in like the leather jacket.
He was the one after, with the long hair.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I was thinking about Rosa Parks.
Really? Rosa Parks? That's amazing. And what do you like about Rosa Parks?
That she actually stood up for women and for black people.
Yeah, she was amazing. Oh, that's really cool. I like that. How can we as either a radio station or as members of the community that hear this, how can they support you and the group and the girls?
So there's lots of things that you can do. We are, for a start, we're always looking for volunteers for our group. So if there is a woman out there who thinks that she could come and help to inspire local girls, then please do get in touch. The best way to do that is to go to our website, which is www.girlsfriendlysociety.org.uk. And if you're interested about that fundraising campaign, it's that web address, www.girlsfriendlysociety.org.uk/TBG. And that's for the Big Give fundraising campaign, which is next week, 8th to the 15th of March.
Well, that's absolutely brilliant. Well, I shall call it a quits there, but thank you very much for joining us. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we head off?
So if you'd like to find out more specifically about the GFS Anfield group, or you'd like to get in touch, you can visit our website, or you can check out our Instagram page, which is at GFS Anfield. You'll get a bit of a flavour of the kind of activities that we do with the girls, and there's also a link to find out more about how you can get involved.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you the very best of luck with the upcoming campaigns and obviously with the progression of the group. Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming. Do you want to say thanks?
Thanks.
Thank you.